Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday with Mary Brotherton. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern, Mary and her guests share manifest success stories and tips for how you can learn to create the life you've always wanted. Jillian Harris is with us the second Monday of each month. The conscious cougar herself and our generous sponsor will join the show. You don't want to miss Jillian's dynamic personality and manifesting knowledge. Now grab a pen and paper for Mary's phone number, then just call her with your questions about manifesting and the law of attraction. Here's that number, area code 516-418-5651. Don't be shy.
Good morning and welcome to Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday show. This is our third year of bringing you time-tested tips and success stories about manifesting. If you've listened to the show before, welcome back. And if this is your first time listening, I am so happy to have you joining us today. You can really join in the show by calling 516-418-5651 today and most Monday mornings. Today, I want to talk about how you can discover the secret to manifesting what you really want. Now, before I do that, I want to tell you, I've been called a manifesting master and a manifest guru because I've actually been manifesting all my life. I didn't know that was what I was doing most of the time. I started mindfully manifesting on overdrive in 2018. I just love helping others achieve their dreams because I believe that when one person succeeds, we all prosper. If you've listened to the show before, you know that I talk about Gus with two S's. G is for God because some people, including me, believe in an all-powerful God. The U is for the power of the infinite universe, which I think is like God working with each of us and with the angels and the power that is, if you want to believe there's anything bigger than God, that would be the universe. Some people prefer to speak just to the universe rather than believing in any kind or any one God, because as you know, there are hundreds of names for God and numerous religions that talk about God with different names. But, you know, we all say God because it's short and simple and sweet. The first S stands for spirit, whether that is the Holy Spirit spoken about in the Bible or the ethereal, a named spirit that some call your own soul. It doesn't matter. The last S is for source. And some people would rather than talk about God or universe or spirit, they just talk about the source of all things. Now, all four of these things really and truly are the same thing. Just like everyone listening to this episode is part of me and I am part of you. The shared energy is why people say that prayer works and often ask others to pray for them in times of distress. This is exactly how Reiki and other healing energy can travel around, over, through, and across the entire globe. This shared energy is how mediumship, psychics, and angel channels are able to talk to dead people or connect with entities like Abraham. This energy is how when my 20-year-old cat was lying nearly lifeless in my arms and I called on several archangels by name, my cat revived long enough for his human family to come visit and say goodbye before he died in his bed, as I had manifested. Some people talk with Gus. Other people speak with just one portion of that acronym. My mother-in-law says she only speaks with the Holy Spirit. There are many who poo-poo my claim of working directly with angels, and that's okay. I want you to choose what works best for you and makes you most comfortable. Now, I said manifesting is simple if you know the secret. Are you ready? The secret is there is no secret. But both, there is a formula that you can use to help. In the past, I've said that you can follow the rules to manifest a charmed life. But being the rebel that I am, I decided that the word rules is a little too confining. Still, there's a simple formula to follow that will help you be a more mindful co-creator with the universe. You can pray for a miracle. You can knock on the door and wait for it to open. You can ask and expect to receive. You can search, knowing you will find what you're seeking. You can put out positive energy, knowing that what you want also wants you and is on its way. These are different ways of saying the same thing. It's mindfully manifesting. You might be familiar with Rhonda Byrne's highly acclaimed book, The Secret, or Mike Dooley's The Universe Talks Messages, or Abraham Hicks. And I've mentioned Abraham before in today's show. Abraham is a name for a group of spiritual entities that work with Esther Hicks. Together, they are Abraham Hicks. If you're not familiar with them, check online or continue listening because I pull from each of them as I feel required. I also often quote Lynn Grabhorn, whose book, Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting, was my formal introduction to the law of attraction. I also often refer to my mother, who was great at manifesting, or as she said, believing in the power of prayer. I know a woman named Candace. She runs the Mystic Fairs throughout Florida. She's a channel for what she or who she calls the we people. And this is just W-E, not like tiny. It's because it's you and me and we. We together, the energy makes we. But I want to share a little message that Abraham Hicks has that talks about this and reminds us you are a physical extension of that which is non-physical, meaning God or Gus. You are here in this body because you chose to be here. We could have stayed where we were as spirits. And there are some, like my grandson Jacob, who came and lived briefly and died before he was minutes old. The basis of your life is freedom. The purpose of your life is joy. And I'm going to say that again. The purpose of your life is joy. And I'm sure if you're anywhere on the Western Hemisphere, you know who Marie Kondo is. She's the minimalist and the declutterer who says, if it doesn't give you joy, get rid of it. And I believe in that too. You are a creator. You create with your every thought. Anything that you can imagine is yours to be or do or have. I'm going to repeat that one also. Anything that you can imagine is yours to be or do or have. And that, I'm going to segue just briefly. I recently watched the movie Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, I think is the name of it. It's kind of a sci-fi about multi-dimensions and time traveling or dimension traveling. It's a lot to take in, but it's a lot like this. Anything that you can imagine is yours to be or do or have. As you are choosing your thoughts, your emotions are guiding you. Now, this brings me to my Manifest Monday formula for creating the life you want. Because before we can get what we want, we must know exactly what that is. You need to be precise. Don't tell the universe you want to be happier, because that leaves it up to interpretation. Do you want to be happier than a person on death row, or happier than a mouse in the mouth of a boa constrictor? Do you want to be happier than a bride on her wedding day that's gone flawlessly? Do you want to be happier than you were last month? What does your happiness look like, feel like, sound like, taste like, and smell like? Now, I know that we have some callers, and I'm going to continue on telling you about the formula. And then after I've answered all those calls, if there's time, I'll share some manifest success stories and explain what I mean by what does your happiness look, feel, smell, sound, and taste like. Now, you know, most formulas in math are good formulas. It's kind of a simple math. Just add each ingredient to get the results you want. It's like cooking. It's a recipe. You have a recipe, you have a formula, you have rules, whatever you want to call it. The first ingredient is to tell the universe what you want. There is a precise way to do this, just like the ingredients for bread, muffins, and cookies, and cornbread all include flour. But the kind of flour changes depending on the results you want, as well as the other ingredients you add. You cannot be generic when you tell Gus you want to be happier. You must be very precise with what that happiness means to you. You must speak in positive terms and in the present tense. This helps the universe determine which recipe you want to follow. Positive terms mean you always think and talk in a way that tells that you know that you deserve to have what you want. You are not wishing and hoping. You're expecting to receive whatever you want. You no longer ask or beg or plead. You state it. Boom. Present tense means you stop thinking about what you used to have or what you used to wish for or what you want in the future. You tell the universe what you want as if you already have it. For instance, that happiness we talked about, does that have to do with a romantic or business partner? Will you, like me, be happier with a group of dedicated, energetic, motivated volunteers for your not-for-profit organization? Maybe your happiness looks like being able to write your first book, or it might look like living in a particular place. Is your happiness tied to just writing that book, or is it also tied to selling your book? Or maybe another financial situation. Does your career affect your happiness? I can help you create a powerful manifest statement that will, without a doubt, put you on the right path to achieving the happiness you deserve. It may take a few iterations. It may take a little digging to get to the bottom of what you actually want. And that's what I'm going to do with the callers at the end of the show. Now, the next part of the formula is gratitude. And I don't mean just talking about saying thank you or, oh, I'm grateful. This needs to be a lifestyle change because thoughts become things. The energy you put out definitely equals the energy you receive in return. If you live a life of gratitude, you will start to notice the people in your life who have been in your way slipping out of your life, either suddenly or incrementally. You will find yourself surrounded by more people, more positive people, more inspiring people. Soon you'll be able to find the silver lining in every single rain cloud. Your outlook on life changes. You stop feeling like a victim of circumstance, and you claim a powerful mechanism for flipping the switch between obstacles and opportunities. The third ingredient is the belief that not only do you deserve to have the life you want, but it's yours. No matter how large or small your dreams are, they have been put into your heart for a reason. Once you unleash your potential to manifest, you will begin to manifest more, and what you want will come to you more easily. Tell Gus what you want in positive and present terms with an attitude of gratitude, and believe that you deserve what you want and you're halfway to achieving your dreams. Now, after you create your powerful manifest statement and know that it's on its way to you, there are two more things that will finish the formula, kind of like the icing on the cake. You do need to put action on your statement. This will mean different things depending on what you want. For example, I've long wanted to be a highly sought after, well-respected, best-selling author of inspirational books. But until I published my first book, that was just a wish. Until I learned all I could about editing, I couldn't achieve my dream of editing and mentoring other writers. Now, I have authors who say that they would have given up their dreams of being a writer if they had not met me when they did. Many years ago, I was given the desire to create a retreat. At that time, I envisioned it as a retreat for writers. And I have created a writer's conference, which was a retreat for a day, though at the time, I didn't think of it that way. Now, in a couple of months, in May 2024, I am working with my dear friend, Leslie J. Hoffman, to create the Soul Sisters Retreat, a woman's empowerment weekend in Cocoa Beach that is going to, well, it's already half sold out. We've got a limited seating or limited spaces at the hotel and we've got limited spaces and we're halfway sold out is what I'm trying to say. Both Leslie and I have been putting action on our statement for several months, and we will continue to do that until the weekend comes and goes. And then we will start planning our next one. It's not enough to simply want what you want unless you want to sit by passively and wait for a very long time. Until I was willing to put in the actual work on my first book, it sat as individual files and stories and thoughts for more than 40 years. Once I got out of my own way and took that first active step, the universe opened up so many more opportunities for me. The final ingredient in the manifest formula involves your senses. Some people say it's enough to simply feel what you feel about your dream, but I like to take it a step farther and include all my senses. 6 years ago, when Be Unique's co-founder, Jennifer East, and I first conceived the idea of Be Unique, we were having lunch in a restaurant that did more than overlook the water. It had been built on stilts that had us sitting all basically on top of the water. So when I think about Be Unique, my memories immediately go back to that day when we saw huge birds and porpoises fishing as we ate. Over the next few months, I worked on our business plan and wrote up our 5-year plan. Within 3 years, we had accomplished almost everything on that plan and extra things. I told Gus what I wanted to achieve, and because I already live a life of gratitude and believed that what I wanted was already mine, as soon as I put action on the idea and incorporated my emotions, I got exactly what I wanted, and then some. You could say I predicted the outcome, or you might say I manifested my dreams. You could say that my prayers were answered. Whatever you want to call it, the fact is it came to pass almost exactly as I foresaw. I saw Be Unique achieving international awards, and we did that with our films and our magazine. I smelled the aromas of Miami long before we were invited to attend the Flow Film Festival. I heard the music we danced to on the final night of our week-long stay there. Be Unique's co-founders and other volunteers have participated in many events, some requiring road trips. And we've met some of the world's most phenomenal philanthropists and charity founders, because this is exactly what I wanted. We created MetaFest, a public event that brings together small businesses with families and entertainers. I could see and taste and hear and feel and smell everything about Be Unique. I started vibrating with such intensity that Gus had no choice but to make it happen quickly. Now, we have a new board of directors. They are dedicated to helping Be Unique thrive. When I align with others who want to help us with our mission, they start to vibrate with me, and this is another way I can help them and you achieve your dreams. So here's the formula for manifesting in very simple terms. Tell plus gratitude plus believe plus action plus emotions equals dreams accomplished. If you tell Gus and are grateful and believe you deserve it and believe it's already on its way to you and take action and start to feel what it will feel like when you accomplish your dream life, you will. Now, I'm going to stop here and see who's on the line and see if we can help with manifesting. Hi there.
Hi, Mary. It's Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good.
So what do you want to manifest today?
I would like to manifest more abundance, better money, and the ability to travel wherever I want to go and just, you know, have that wonderful feeling of having enough and doing what I want to do. And, you know,
well, you know, I'm glad you stipulated it the way you did, because I know somebody who asked for more abundance a couple years back. And he said, you know, Mary, I've been manifesting more abundance and you won't believe what happened to me last week. I said, what? He said, I now have an abundance of hats. He said, everywhere I turned, somebody was giving me a hat.
Funny.
You cannot be generic. You've got to be specific.
Yeah.
So you say you want more of abundance. You want more money. You want to travel. I would definitely say you want to break that down. And I know you're also looking for a travel partner.
Yes, that's right, Mary.
So there are several ways that we can do this. You know, of course, start out with gratitude. Thank you, Gus, for introducing me to a fabulous person who just sweeps me off my feet and takes me on a world tour with him at his expense. Or you can break it down into bit by bit. You can manifest one thing at the time. I mean, there's no reason for you to not manifest it all at once. It is a little trickier when you try to manifest a lot, because your vibration changes with each thing. So let me ask you, have you considered what your travel companion looks like?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Have you considered what he smells like?
No, I haven't done that.
Be thinking about that, because
everybody
smells differently.
Yeah.
Every kiss tastes different. And a lot of that's tied into emotions. And you know, you don't just want a travel companion. You want a travel companion that respects you and loves you. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be thinking along those terms as well. I would imagine you're not just looking for a travel companion. You're looking for a life partner, right?
That's right, Mary.
So see the difference if you say, I want a travel companion who'll pay for me to go around the world. Well, you could get that, but he could be a jerk.
Yeah.
So you've got to be, you got to fine tune this down. And I think what you want to do would be to maybe make a list of all the attributes that your dream companion has. I'll tell you something funny. My and you may have heard this story, but there may be others who haven't. My mother manifested a male companion about 5 years after my father died. She was really concerned because she'd been calling on all of her children and her grandchildren. If she needed the fluorescent bulbs in her kitchen changed out, she couldn't do it. So she'd call us. If she wanted the grass cut, she'd call us. And my mother was not a girly girl, but yet she was. And she had raised four sons and four daughters. And in my family, the chores were clearly divided by gender lines. So my mother just never learned. Hold on a minute. My mother just never learned a lot of the outdoor chores. So anyway, she started calling, you know, telling God. She prayed. She didn't believe in manifesting. She believed in prayers being answered. So she prayed that God would send her somebody who could help her around the house with some of the maintenance. And she ended up dating the maintenance man at her job. It was great. She said, God answered my prayers. Look at Sid. Well, after a while, Sid grew old on her because his idea was to come over, change out a light bulb, maybe cut the grass, check the plumbing, whatever. Have her cook dinner while he had his feet up in the recliner. And then after they ate, while she did the dishes, he took a nap. And then she had to wake him up at 11 o'clock when Star Spangled Banner came on and send him out the door. So she started praying. God, thank you for Sid. I appreciate it. But I need somebody with a little more zip in his zipper. You know, I need somebody with a little more pep in his step. Would you send me somebody who's maybe a little younger or at least younger acting and somebody who's goes to my church? That's important. And somebody who would take me out for meals instead of me always cooking.
Yeah.
Well, she reconnected with an old family friend, my father and my mother and I, and this couple, Bill and Juanita, had been family friends. They had six kids. My parents had eight.
Wow.
It was a bedlam when we all got together. But Juanita had died about a year previous to this while my mother was dating Sid. And so Bill came around and he said, hey, Juanita died. And, you know, my mourning period is over. Can I come over? And she said, sure. So he came over and looked around the house and he goes, you need new cabinets. Tell you what, I'll build you a new kitchen. You just pay for the supplies. You don't have to pay for anything else.
My God. How nice.
She thought that was wonderful. And they did go to the same church. He had lived a couple cities over, but he started coming to her church. So she was happy to show him off and tell everybody that God answered my prayers and sent him back to me and blah, blah, blah. And he took her out for lunch after church. He would take her out for dinner occasionally. And maybe 3 or 4 months after he fixed her kitchen, he grabbed her butt one day and said, oh, girl, it's time for you to pay for that kitchen. And she was not expecting that and not prepared for that. And she said, oh, boy, it's time for you to hit the road. So she sat down in prayer again and she said, God, thank you for the kitchen. Thank you for Bill took her out dancing from time to time even. But she said, thank you for all of this, but that's not what I want. I'm not interested in somebody who wants sex in exchange for what he's done for me. I
want
it to be natural and pure. So I would like you to send me a male companion who will be content to eat my leftovers, if that's what I want to give him, who won't be up under my skirt all the time, who won't be, you know, he'll just be a companion to me that I want, and he won't be such a place so many demands on me. Well, she met Duke then, a couple weeks after that. I mean, my mother, her prayers and her manifesting were fast and lickety-split, let me tell you. So she met Duke, and he was exactly what she asked for, because
wow.
Duke was a basset hound. She had forgotten to stipulate a human male companion. So you see, it's very tricky when you start asking. You're going to get what you want. And sometimes that's why we get things that are almost what we want. You know, when somebody's too good to be true, and then all of a sudden the hammer drops and you find out that, oh, well, I took you on this trip, so you got to put out. And that may not have been what was discussed. You may not have wanted that with him. Or, you know, I took you on this trip, so you belong to me. Or I took you on this trip, so you can't go anywhere with anybody else. So you don't want anybody who's going to make your life more miserable. You want to make sure it all lines up with who you are. And so after my mother met Duke and his owners came and claimed him a couple of weeks later, she said, okay, God, I get it. It's not for me to ask you for stuff. I'll just take what you give me from now on. Well, she ended up marrying, maybe 5 years later, another former couple's friend after his wife died. And the poor guy only lived a year with my mother. They had a good marriage, but he was a little older, and he didn't live much longer than a year after they had gotten married. But, you know, my older sister, when I remarried after my first marriage, my sister asked me, she said, did you pray for him? I said, no, I didn't pray for him per se. I just prayed that I would be happy and not be lonely. But I've learned since then how to manifest mindfully. And that's the key. You want to be mindful about how you manifest, and then what you manifest is going to be exactly what you want. Because it's important to know why do you want the things you want? And what exactly do you want? Because when you say, you know, you want to travel, get in the car and go for an hour, that's traveling. Get in the car and go to the grocery store, that's traveling. Mm-hmm. So you're wanting specific things, but you need to be even more specific. Drill down. And I believe, because of the way that I've just, the way my life has turned out from the things that I've told Gus that I want, and the way I feel about wanting them, it's like, if you're not specific enough, you know, I want an abundance of, everybody wants an abundance. Everybody wants prosperity. But there are many, many ways to define abundance and prosperity. So I get real specific. I just say, I want $40,000. Still waiting for that to happen, by the way. Just giving Gus a little reminder that I know what $40,000 smells like if it's cash. I know what the ozone of my computer smells like if I deposit an electronic check of $40,000. I know the things that $40,000 can buy me. I don't know why 40,000 is the number that I've chosen, but that's the number that just always comes to mind as being what I need. In fact, my same sister that asked me if I prayed asked me one day, when what will you need in your life to know that you have arrived? I'm like, what? She said, well, I always thought that if I had a housekeeper, That would mean I have arrived. Okay. She said, and I've got one. She said, I hired, she told me the young lady's name. It was a woman that's the age of her youngest son or maybe even younger. But this young lady had started a housekeeping service and Jane hired her. Of course, Jane, her house is always clean and immaculate anyway. And I said, well, I'd be afraid to hire a housekeeper to come to my house. She'd have, she'd probably report me for being a hoarder. But, you know, having a housekeeper would be nice. But I think for me, I need a personal assistant. And it can be somebody who's virtual. I don't need them to be in my house. I just need somebody to be able to help me respond to certain things. Because I am a very busy person. But, I mean, I know... I feel like I've arrived almost. I'm a step away. My first novel is almost ready. And I asked my husband yesterday, I said, I need you to do me a favor. He goes, what? I said, well, I'm ready to print out my novel, which means I have to read it out loud. So I want to read it out loud to you. And he kind of gave me that trout look or the fish, you know, deer in the headlights. And I said, I want you to be aware of everything that's in this book. He said, why? Because the book is not like my angel books at all. It's a book about sex addiction and the 12-step program and one man's journey toward redemption. Curtis is not a reader. He has read my parts of my other angel books, but they're short books. They're easy to read. This one's a freaking novel. It's more than 80,000 words. And he asked me, he said, well, how many pages is it? I said, well, because I shrunk the margins and I reduced the size of the print, it's only 162 pages. And I said, it's going to be a lot bigger when the book comes out. Well, that'll take me a while to read. I said, well, why don't I read it to you? And that'll give me the opportunity to read it out loud and catch any mistakes. I said, but I want you to be familiar with it because when this book goes live and does what I know it's capable of doing, people are going to be calling you for interviews. And he just looked at me and grinned. I said, they're going to ask you, how did you feel about so-and-so? Because it's based on some true incidents. I've taken literary license with it, of course, but it's based on some very real things and conversations that happened in my life. That's the only reason I wrote the book. I was Facebook stalked. And when I told Curtis about it, he said, oh, you need to write a story about that. And I said, oh, no. But then the very next morning, I woke up with the story basically outlined in my head. So last night, I started reading it. And because he's off today, he said, well, maybe we can make some headway on your book tomorrow because I'm off. And it's a holiday. I'm like, oh, it is? I didn't know that. But it's President's Day, for those of you who don't know what today's holiday is. But he is off, and he said, I want you to read more of your book to me. And I read him the preface, basically, that just says basically this is a true – basically what I just told you is a true story based on real incidents. But it was great because as I'm reading, and he got that look in his face like, uh-oh. I said, what? I said, I want you to tell me what – trips you up. He said, well, I need you to read that last paragraph. So I read it and he picked off two things that just didn't make sense to him. I said, well, how if I change this to that, change this word? He said, well, change it and read it. And I read it the way I had changed it. He goes, that's perfect. Because, you know, I write a certain way and I don't want to turn anybody off with my highfalutin language, you know? So, let's get back to your situation. Another way that you could manifest what you want is to say, thank you, Gus, for sending me a man who is interested in me romantically and I'm interested in romantically, who is kind, loving, respectful, has the means to support himself and me, loves all the things I love. You can list all these things in one manifest statement. That's how I got the house we're living in. I actually sat down and I wrote a list. I said, okay, Gus, this is what I want. And there were two things that I really, really wanted, because I said I wanted a, you know, X number car garage, and I wanted this many bedrooms, and I wanted that many bathrooms. I didn't really care what they looked like so much, but I wanted the house to be near a wildlife preserve, and I wanted the previous owners to have been in love with each other, because I wanted that energy of love in the house. I didn't want any kind of negative energy when we moved in. And we met the couple. They were a little older than we are. Well, quite a bit older. But they were just an adorable couple. You could tell they loved each other. And we not only are near a wildlife preserve, there's an actual wildlife preserve that backs up to our house. Basically, our property's on a wildlife preserve, and I can look out of my window or walk outside on most days and see alligators, turtles, fish, lots of birds. We've got the most amazing wild flowers growing that the bees just love, and it's exactly what I asked for. But, however, there was always this little but if or kind of thing, you know, the fine print to manifesting. You have to be willing to accept it, because the man that you're looking for might not look exactly like what you want him to look for. I'll tell you, if I had met Curtis any way other than the way that I met him, I probably would not have given him the time of day. He's 15 years younger than I am. He's skinny, and he's a dork. He's a computer geek, which I love about him. But he's not what I always imagined myself being with. He's so far different from my brothers and my uncles and my grandfathers. Different from my father, but yet he's very similar in other ways. So you have to be prepared to accept what the universe gives you, and maybe, you know, don't just say, oh, well, that's not what I wanted. I never thought that I'd marry a brunette, and he's brown, you know, he's got brown hair. The house, I wanted a three-car garage. I wanted a workshop or like an artist studio. Well, I didn't have that. But in time, Curtis built another garage off to the side, and I've turned my office into an artist studio. So it's all in a matter of how you look at what you get and determine, is that what I'm looking for? Is that giving me what I really, really want? Like, you might go to the grocery store and say, I want a German chocolate cake. And you get there and they don't have a German chocolate cake, but they have a chocolate cake with different kind of icing on it. Do you settle or do you wait or do you order it specifically? Kind of depends on your mood. Does that make sense? Donna, did I lose you? Well, I still see your phones up there, but I don't hear you. So you must have muted me and walked away. I put her to sleep, folks. But, you know, that's probably all for the best because it is time for me to end today's show. Donna, I hope you've gotten something out of this, and I hope everybody else has too. But it is definitely time for me to end the show, and I want to say thank you for listening. And got to go down here and find my little button to press. I didn't have that ready. I got all excited when I saw Donna on the line. So thanks for calling, Donna. And
thank you, Mary.
You are very welcome. I thought I lost you, honey.
No, I just switched over to a call real quick to tell him I'd call him later. Yeah.
Well, I hope that you got a little bit out of what I was saying.
Yes.
And I hope it helps you.
It does.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. So, you know, the biggest thing is to, you know, be prepared for this guy to come into your life who's going to fulfill all of your wishes and dreams. But also, Donna, I want you to be prepared for those wishes and dreams to change.
Okay.
Because when you get what you want and what you need, sometimes we change our dreams. I dreamed with my first husband, all I ever dreamed about was going to Spain. I just wanted to go to Spain so bad. And as I, you know, gosh, I'm looking at almost 25 years away from him. I don't care if I ever go to Spain or not. I really don't. So our dreams change. We change.
Yeah.
And that's partly because, you know what? Remember what I said. You don't want just a guy who's going to pay for you to travel, because his idea of traveling might be, you know, going to the nearest Costco.
Right.
So you have to be specific, but you also have to be willing. You know, maybe when you meet the guy, your wanderlust will end.
Okay, that's a possibility. Yeah.
Yeah, he might fulfill all of your wishes right there where he is. So I think I would really and truly focus on, I don't know how important travel is to you. It might be more important than a life partner. But I think well, you and I have talked enough in the three years or 4 years that we've been doing this shows. You know, having a loving, caring, kind, considerate, well-to-do life partner is part of what will make you happy. The traveling may be an afterthought, or it may be a non-thought at some point. So I think the biggest thing is to just be working toward getting you the life you want with someone who cares for you deeply and respects you, because, you know, you've got to make sure that you get a kind, loving person. I didn't have that the first go round. I thought I was in love with my first husband. I mean, I said it, I must have been, right? But until I got out of that, of his influence, and then until I fell in love with Curtis, I had no idea what being in love actually meant. So there are a lot of twists and turns to this, and you want to make sure that you're twisting and turning in the right direction. Because it's all about having someone who will help you on your spiritual path more than anything else. You've been put here to do something, Donna. And whatever that something is, you know, I don't know, and it doesn't matter to me, but what you're put here to do, sometimes we can do by ourselves. I mean, in a way we have to do it by ourselves, but I'll give you another quick example before I say goodbye. My first husband used to tell me that writing was a nice hobby, but don't waste too much of his time on it. Oh. Now, I'm getting ready to get my fourth book out, and my fifth book is going to be right
wow.
behind it. And I'm, you know, I'm doing a soul retreat for women. And there's so many things that are going on in my life that I could not have done while married to my first husband. And I don't think I could have done it if I wasn't married to my current husband. I told him yesterday, I said, you're my best husband. And he just grinned at me. I said, well, you're my best friend and husband. That makes all the difference in the world. You know, you want your you want your guy to be your best friend too.
Yes.
You don't want him to be somebody that you keep secrets from. So you want to be able to have a confidant. But you know, I would not be doing this show if it wasn't for the fact that I'm married to a man who just says, you live your life the way you want to live it.
Yeah.
You do you. And when I need you, I'll call you and, you know, you be ready for me kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty magical. And
sounds
because
like it.
It all happened because I just started listening to that little voice, and you start tuning that voice in. And once you finally figure out how to shut up and listen, you're going to find this guy is right around the corner. He's going to blow you away, but he's also going to surprise you with, mm-hmm. you know, how much he fulfills you differently than you ever expected.
Mm-hmm.
Like 25 years ago, I really had no clue how I was going to do the things that I wanted to do. I just knew I wanted to do them. I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to be an editor. I wanted to do women's retreats. I wanted a nonprofit. And to me at that time with my first husband, they seemed like, you know, I was told by other people, well, those aren't the kinds of things we do around here. Who do you think you are? One of the Rockefellers?
Oh.
You can't be
a
philanthropist.
Goodness.
You know, people were constantly shooting me down because I didn't have a lot of money. And, you know, it takes money to make money. Well, yes and no. It takes chutzpah.
Right.
It doesn't take a lot of money. It takes a lot of work. Takes a lot of action. And once you put some action on there, so I would suggest to you that your action might need to be get out of your own way. And only you are going to know how that works.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember to be specific with what you want, but also be willing to accept things a little differently than what you expect.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say, you know, I want a man who's 6'2", blonde hair, blue eyes, drives a red Corvette, because that's too damn specific.
Yeah.
You can get those things later. But you want somebody who makes you feel a certain way. You want somebody who treats you a certain way. It would be really, 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 really nice, Gus, if Donna's guy is independently wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want him to have to be a workaholic either.
No.
Because if you get somebody who's, you know, unable to go and do the things you're doing because he's too busy building his career or promoting his career, then So, you know, that's where you've got to be very careful with the things. You remember that old expression, be careful what you wish for, you just might get it? I say be careful what you wish for, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
All right,
that.
So on that note, I'm going to say goodbye. And Donna, we'll talk with you another time. I can't wait to hear how you meet this guy. But that's going to mean you've got to put yourself out there. You know that, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks again, Mary.
You're very welcome. You're going to be surprised where you bump into this fella.
And
can't
I'm so
wait
happy
to hear about it.
So happy for you and Curtis. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're
going
to be celebrating our 19th anniversary on Cinco de Mayo this year.
Oh, congratulations.
We did not even know we were going to get married that day. It just kind of worked out. Yeah, we just went to the courthouse to check. Well, I think he knew. He had the rings in his pocket just in case. But we just went to the courthouse to check what was involved in getting a marriage license. And before I knew it, we were walking out the door with rings on our hands.
Wonderful.
The most unromantic, romantic thing he could have done. All right, folks,
Maybe.
I'll say goodbye. And Donna, we'll see you later.
Here.
All right, bye-bye. All right.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday show with Mary Brotherton. Come back every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern for more guidance on creating your ideal life. If you have questions about manifesting your happiness, email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com and Mary will respond on a future episode. Remember, friends, the fastest way to manifest your dreams is to speak them into existence in positive present terms and to always remain grateful. See you next time.